Good evening. The question was asked, if a person finds themselves repeatedly falling in the same area, they approach Rosh Hashanah and they tell themselves, I want to be better in A. Let's say a person says, I want to wake up on time. I want to make it to Minyan every morning. And then it lasts a few days and then, whoop, they're down again. So I would like to address this on two fronts. Number one, you have to ask yourself, just because you'd like to accomplish this specific area in your Avodat Hashem, in your service of Hashem, should this come at the expense of other things? Is this really your number one priority right now? Should you be investing your energies in that? Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is, it could be religiously, this isn't the most important mitzvah in the Torah, but for me it's important. I feel like a different person when I wake up late in the morning. My whole day is different. My connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is different. So sometimes the answer, for whatever reason, is going to be, yes, this is what's important to me now. I want to accomplish this goal. And that's legitimate. But sometimes it's ridiculous. Sometimes a person says, and I'll tell you a mistake I made in my youth, I thought it was super important to daven Vasikin every morning. And I would get up really early. And when I say really early, I'm talking about 2 in the morning. Because I wanted to learn before I daven. And I wanted to daven every morning at Nates. So I'd get up at 2. But you understand that in order to get up at 2, I'd go to sleep at like 7, 8. I'd go to sleep real early. I ended up missing many of the shiurim that were given in yeshiva at nights. I ended up being very tired by the time 7 o'clock in the morning came. When I was supposed to be learning with my chavrusa at 9 o'clock, I was already wiped. I'd been learning from 2 in the morning till 9 o'clock. And I didn't have the brains to figure out that this was a bad idea until very late, until I had lost about 6 or 10 months of my learning to this dedication to waking up at 2 in the morning to learn. Because in my mind, if you want to, that's what I thought then, that if you want to grow in Torah, you got to get up at 2 in the morning and learn. So I did. I got up at 2 in the morning. But then I paid the price at 8, at 9, at 10, at 11, at 12. It was a really bad move. So I'm saying you have to question yourself when you're ready to put all your energies in conquering a certain angle. Ask yourself, is it correct to conquer that angle? But if it is correct, and again, it isn't always correct. I'll give one more example. Students sometimes come to Machon Meir and they decide they're going to quit smoking. And I'm against that. I'm going to explain. I don't think anyone should smoke. And I think anyone who's smoking should quit smoking. However, when a person is undergoing such massive change in their life, they're starting to keep Shabbos and they're starting to keep Kashrut, and suddenly they're not having their girlfriends, and suddenly they're not seeing the things they're used to seeing online. That's huge changes in a person's life. How much can a person take on in 1 year? They're also going to quit smoking? I don't think that's a correct idea. I think that's an inaccurate assessment of what a human being is capable of doing in such a short amount of time. In order for growth to be consistent, you have to work gradually. So I'm all for quitting smoking. However, I don't think that year where you take on so many changes is the year to also take on quitting smoking. I think that's a mistake. Not because they should keep smoking, but because there's a limit to how much you can do in life. So again, before you decide that something is your goal, think it through. Is it the right timing? Is it the right goal? But once you've decided it's the goal, so then I think there's one tool that works very, very well. And that is a tool that I learned from the 12-step method. You guys know the 12-step method? You could look it up online. To my mind, one of the strengths of the 12-step method for people to overcome addiction is that it focuses a person on dealing with that challenge. One of the reasons that we don't succeed in dealing with challenges in life is because we're not focused. We're doing a lot of things in life. If a person were to tell themselves, I have one goal right now, and that is to get up on time. I have one goal right now, and that is to lose 2 pounds. If we focus ourselves on one goal, we can accomplish it. The reason we don't accomplish our goals is because we're not focused. The 12-step method forces a person to refocus themselves and to constantly remind themselves, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what's important to me. Again, before you make this move, you have to decide that this is worthy of such focus. But if you've decided that, then one of the key tools to accomplishing it is recognizing that that is important. And I'll give an example. We once had a student who found himself always leaving davening early. He would always show up late and leave early. And every schedule he would set up, he'd always break the schedule. And I said to him, if you want to accomplish, you have to decide that sticking to the schedule is the goal. Very often we look at things and we say, this is an aspect of my life I'd like to change, but it's not a goal. If you tell yourself, my goal is to stick to that schedule, it's a goal, it's not only a means. So then even though you'll be at a wedding till 2 o'clock in the morning, the next morning you're going to be on time to davening. But you'll say, I'm not so focused, and I'm not focused in my learning afterwards, and the answer is, you're right. But you will be accomplishing that goal. What you're doing with this method is you're focusing yourself on the goal. And then you'll accomplish the goal. And then a person finds himself getting up after that wedding and going to daven on time and going and keeping his routine and fitting in his sleep schedule whenever. And he might pay the price. That's what I'm saying. This method has its price. But you have to decide in advance it's worth the price. And once you've decided, don't let go. Once you're willing to focus, once you say, this is my goal, I want to make sure I accomplish it, then you accomplish it. The only question is how. And I'll give you a very extreme example. There was a guy who was dating a girl and things were going nicely. And then he met an older friend of his. And his friend asked him, what's doing in your life? He said, I'm dating a girl and she's different than all the other girls. So his friend asked him, new, and what are you doing about it? So he said, I'm dating her. He said, and is the girl excited over you? He said, I don't know. He said, so what are you doing about it? So he said, I'm dating her. He said, no, buddy, that's not how it works. I'm a businessman. Let me tell you how it works in life. When you see a good deal, you do everything to get that deal. You don't let go. You keep your eye on the ball. You keep following that deal, and you follow through till you see it to fruition. If you saw something worthwhile in your life, if you met a girl that it made sense to you that you should marry her, then you don't just answer me, well, I'm dating her. You do your research to find the best possible place to date. You take a nap before the date. You show up prepared. You do everything in your power to make this succeed. And again, this is the concept we're talking about now. One of the main reasons that people don't accomplish change in their life is that they're not focused on that. If you want to accomplish a change, then you focus on it and you say, it's worth my investment and I'm going to do it. And then, when it's a clear goal, we accomplish it. Okay, yes.